Okay, yes, Glenn, could you do a roll call?
Yes, certainly. Philip Shepard?
Yes.
Mike Rodenbach?
Yes.
Bilal Byram?
Yes.
Uta Decker? Christina Rosette? Cyril Chua?
I'm here.
Apologies from Tony Holmes, who's on holiday. Tony Harris?
I'm here.
Greg Ruth?
Here.
Robin Gross? Norbert Klein?
I'm here.
Milwaukee Tango? Adrian Kinderis?
Here.
Ross Rader?
Good morning, everyone.
Tom Keller?
I'm here.
Terry Karp will probably be absent. Chuck Gomes?
I'm here.
Edmund Chun? John Bing is absent. He sent his apologies. Avery Doria?
I'm here.
Sophia Bekele? Alan Greenberg is absent. He sent his apologies. And we have from staff, Denise Michelle?
Yes.
Olof Nordling?
Yes.
Liz Williams?
Yes, ma'am.
Liz Gaster?
Yes.
Craig Schwartz?
Yes.
Karen Lentz?
Yes.
Miriam Shapiro?
Yes.
And Sue Jonkless. Have I missed anybody?
Okay. Thank you very much, and welcome all to this month's council meeting. I'd like to ask if anyone has any statements of interest they would like to update at this point. Question we always ask at the beginning of the meetings. No? Okay.
Yeah,
if no
I
one
will.
Has, thank
yeah,
you. Please
I will
go ahead.
My company name, I used to work for Sloan Partner. That's not true anymore. It's now One and One. It's the same company. It just got merged with our mother company 2 months ago, and I have to make that known now. The accreditation is still staying with Sloan for the next 1 month or so until we have that changed. But I will change my email address and so on. The second thing is that I'm on the board of DNIC. All those two things I have to update. I will send, I will send something per email soon.
Okay, thank you very much. Would anybody else like to do an update? Okay, if any updates come up before the next meeting, please send them to the list and Glenn can then update the online statement of interest list. Okay, the next thing is to go through the agenda. The first thing we'll have, and since we've got quorum, that's good, we will have approval of 3 sets of council minutes from 7 June, from 27 June, and from 12 July. Then we'll have consideration of recommendations from contractual conditions, which will include a discussion of the staff implementation notes, and then discussion on the recommendations themselves, and then voting on the recommendations so that they can be sent on in a board report. After that, we'll have a review of the who is status and basically discuss how we're going to proceed with it. Now, there's correction to the minutes, to the agenda that was put out. I had basically talked about to consider who is recommendation to the board. We're not at that point yet, but what I'd like to discuss is consideration of a meeting on 23rd August. That would be a second meeting this month, to basically consider the who is working group reports and then the next steps. And we could talk about that more in the time slot. But that is a change to the agenda that I sent out. Then there's a review of the pending action list going through, and this will include status from all of our ongoing projects. Finally, any other business, I have one item that was added, and that was a motion relating to proxy voting. And we'll discuss that when we get to that. Is there any other other business that should be added to the agenda at this point? Anyone else have any other topics? Okay. Should we get any more topics during the meeting? We can always add them later. Is the agenda, as I read it, fine with everyone? Any objections to that agenda? Okay, great. Then we'll start. So the first thing will be three sets of considerations and then votes on minutes. So the first set of minutes was June 2007. These were referenced in the agenda under message 03587. Does anyone have any issues they'd like to discuss with these minutes?
No? Yes? Milwaukee did.
Oh, hi, Milwaukee. Welcome to the meeting. Did you have any issues with the minutes?
I don't have any issues for the simple reason that I haven't had time to check. I had thought that we would receive the minutes in the within a week after the meeting, but I will have to go through maybe the minutes and the recording and check my intervention, because usually Glenn seems to have fallen to catch my to hear my voice properly. So
Milwaukee.
I think I will just abstain if you wait now.
Yeah. Okay, Milwaukee. I mean, the references to the minutes were sent to the list a while back, and a week ago in the agenda, they were included, the pointers to them were included in the agenda when the agenda was sent out last week.
Aubrey, this is Chuck. And I think
yes, Chuck.
In each case, there were revisions to the minutes sent to the list, and
yes.
All of those things occurred within even the revisions within a couple weeks of the meeting, as I recall.
Yes, that is the same way I recall. So perhaps Milwaukee, in the vote, it may be necessary for you to abstain, and I'd understand that. Any other comments on the 7 June minutes? In which case, I'd like to hear all those in favor of adopting those minutes. Please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed to adopting those minutes, please say nay. Any abstentions on the 7 June minutes? Okay, thank you. So those minutes have been accepted. Move on to the 27 June minutes. Any discussion or issues still pending on those minutes? Okay, hearing no discussion, I'd like to take a vote on the minutes of 27 June. All those in favor of accepting those minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
All those against accepting those minutes, please say nay. Any abstentions on the 27 June meeting?
03.
Okay, thank you. Any other objections? Abstentions? Okay, thank you. Those minutes have been accepted. Minutes of 27 June have been accepted.
So the abstention was from?
03.
Thank you.
Okay, on the 12 July, minutes of 12 July, would anybody like to discuss those minutes? Are there any pending issues on those minutes? Okay, hearing no discussion. Would those in favor of accepting those minutes, please say aye.
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 Would any opposed to those accepting the minutes of 12 July, please say nay. Are there any abstentions from the vote on the minutes of 12 July?
Yes, I abstain. Tom Keller.
Okay, thank you.
I abstain. Greg Ruth. Ross as well.
Thank you.
And Malaki too.
Thank you. I've heard three abstentions. Any other?
Ross as well, please.
Oh. Excuse me, I didn't hear.
Ross as well, please.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Ross. So we have four abstentions. I think that still leaves us with a sufficient number of ayes. Could you confirm that, Glenn?
Yes. That's fine, Avery.
Okay, thank you. So the meetings of 12 July are also accepted. Thank you. Okay, moving on from the minutes to item 3. We've got consideration of the recommendations from the contractual condition PDP. I've allocated a major portion of this meeting for a discussion on that. The first thing is we received, I guess it was over a week ago, I don't remember exactly, when 27 July, a staff memo discussing the recommendations and such, and I'm wondering if, Liz, you could basically give us a quick walk through that document before we begin our discussion.
Avery, I'm going to defer to Karen and Craig because they're both on the call and they've been doing it from the implementation side, so
okay.
I'd prefer that they would do it, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes. Karen and Craig, which of you would prefer to take us through those?
I'll go for it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay. Well, what the document tries to do is to take each of the recommendations that were listed in the report as the majority supported recommendations and to discuss what actions staff would take as far as taking action on implementing each of the recommendations in the different areas. And so shall I go through them individually or?
I think if you could walk through them quickly individually, that would be a good thing.
Okay. The first one having to do with policy guiding registry agreement renewal. Staff said that we would document what guidelines we use currently when it comes to negotiating and creating a renewal registry agreement. And that we would kind of formalize the things that we do now and write it up as current practice, which could then be would then be consulted with the community on. The second one being the term of registered agreement should be for commercially reasonable length. Again, this is something that we contemplated using some expert analysis on to determine, you know, what we could define as reasonable in this context. The third one is there was majority support for the concept of a rebid of registry contracts, but there are differing opinions as to the conditions under which rebids would occur. In that case, it was another instance of examining the terms that we have now that speak to what happens when an agreement is terminated or not renewed and circumstances where rebids would be used or would be appropriate to be used. Number four is the present limitations to consensus policies are appropriate and should continue. And that one we interpreted as not really needing any further actions to put into practice, but to continue the existing way that that's handled. Five, certain policy-making responsibilities should be delegated to the sponsored GPLD operators. That's, again, something that we interpreted to mean that there was no change being recommended in terms of how that's handled. Six speaks to implementing a system that avoids individual negotiations of ICANN fees and provides consistency unless there is an established justification for disparate treatment. That one suggested handling by just continuing to refine the approach that's used now, which is, which achieves sort of a rough consistency in not necessarily a formal way, just as a result of negotiating each registry agreement individually in terms of fees. So what's suggested there is that we continue to work in consultation with the GNSO and the community in refining that the approach that we have toward registry fees. 7, the board should establish a task force or advisory committee to examine budgeting issues, including the manner and allocation of revenue collection, budget oversight, and budget approval processes. The group should solicit and review public comments on the issues that we agreed to forward to the board as a recommendation relating to the budget process. 8 was a long recommendation, which I won't read, covering a third-party study on the use of registry data, which the third-party study is being proposed in the recommendation, and staff committed to support it if the council wanted to go ahead and carry out that study. 9 was there should not be a policy guiding investments in development and infrastructure, and we mentioned there that that's, in a way, sort of just continuing the status quo. There isn't a policy currently that guides those things. There are, in each of the agreements, minimum functional performance specifications, which we would anticipate would continue. And then the last one is, that ICANN should establish baseline requirements for the security and stability of registries, and anything above that would be negotiated on a case-by-case basis if necessary. Baseline requirements should be recommended to the board by the Security and Stability Advisory Committee after consultation with the GTLD registry operators. In determining those recommendations, the SBAC should solicit and consider public comments. So here we mention again that there are various provisions in the registry agreements that are aimed at the preservation of security and stability. And we've agreed in this section to, you know, consult with the SBAC as is being suggested here in this recommendation in relation to establishing baseline requirements on security and stability. And finally, we concluded, staff committed to doing a number of things in this report that are in response to the various areas that were identified in the terms of reference. And it was just noted in the conclusion that, regardless of whether, how the council proceeds in concluding the PDP, these are actions that staff can take and that we will take at the direction of the council. And I think
that is
a quick summation of the report.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to open to questions on the report. One question I'd like to ask at the beginning is just a confirmation. From my reading of the staff implementation notes, there was nothing in it that the staff saw as a problem in terms of being able to implement if it was decided that there was indeed a recommendation. Is that a correct reading of your notes?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to open, anyone have any questions that they'd like to ask of Karen on this, or Craig or anyone else in the staff, on the staff implementation notes at this point? I'll take a cue if there is one.
Philip,
anyone else? Okay, Philip, please go ahead.
Okay. Just a general comment. I think it might have helped in the recommendation if we saw sort of explicit commentary as to what a specific action was going to be with perhaps a timeline attached to it where there was going to be an action, or an explicit comment if there's going to be no action because it's consistent with staff's existing practice, or that there was no action because it's consistent with the status quo. I think in going through that, you alluded to some of those, but it would clarify matters so that we know that particular things were expected at particular times. And I have three specific questions on three of those recommendations. On 1C, which is to do with the rebid, I thought the overall philosophy of the group was an expectation to have a policy on rebid for all contracts, both existing and new. I don't quite get that flavor from what's said in implementation there. I would have thought that coming out of that, we would have staff would be specifically advising on how to implement a policy of rebid for all contracts.
Would anyone from staff like to comment?
Well, as the recommendation is stated here, it's there was majority support for the concept of a rebid of registered contracts, but there are differing opinions as to the conditions under which rebids occur. So it's it's not the way I read it anyway, it's not explicit in terms of what or how the concept of rebids is expected to be applied based on just those words.
Well, absolutely, but isn't the point then of the implementation that staff would examine different ways of doing it, whereas proposals would go into greater depth on that and then come back to council who would say, yeah, option one looks terrible, option two looks okay, option three looks fantastic, so that we end up with a policy that is consistent both historically and future-proof.
Well, I think that's what, as far as coming back and saying these are the various options that are possible, I think that is what would be expected to happen once staff examines the conditions are now, what the circumstances are now.
That's right. That just wasn't explicit from the wording of that note.
Okay.
Second point was on recommendation 4A, which is consistency of fees. And again, I thought that the group's thinking on that recommendation was that a consistent and transparent approach to fee negotiation was the preferred route. And I get the impression from the sort of the wording there, it seems to be a little bit of an ex post justification of current practice, and not recognizing that there is a problem there that the council wanted to address. And I just thought that perhaps some more specific work, in particular looking at how we would apply the learning of consistency on new contracts to the past again would be very useful.
Karen, would you like to respond?
Yes, I guess can you restate again what you think should be explicit in there that isn't? Well, I guess just restate your comment.
Yeah, I mean, if I recall your saying there is, I don't know, it's 1-4, isn't it? Was a recognition that there is currently no policy. A suggestion that staff will continue to work on looking at a consistent approach, and then just a note about the past, whereas I think the whole point of discussion on the working group and behind that policy recommendation was that there was a significant problem as a result of historic contracts on fees, and I ultimately it was that problem we wanted to solve.
This is Craig. If I could ask chime in for a second.
Sure.
Please.
I think that there is an interest in being consistent structures amongst the registries, and certainly in the registries that will come out of the new GTLD process. I also think that there is interest in supporting innovative business models by registries that sometimes needs to allow for a different fee model. While consistency across the board is desirable, if one of ICANN's core values is the cost of competition and innovation in the main space, there has to be some room for negotiations to accommodate different business models.
Yeah, I don't think that's been challenged, but the recommendation was a system that avoids individual negotiation of ICANN fees. And that I think is something that we're looking to see and see what it is, and then we can understand about how that might be applied at the time of contract renewals for historic contracts. I mean, that was precisely the issue we were trying to solve.
Well, I think Phil, there's a note in here about the approach that we take going forward certainly would apply, as existing contracts come up for renewal. It wouldn't sort of retroactively apply to contracts that are currently in effect.
No, that's understood.
So does that...
Right, that would be note one on page 7, where you basically talked about with new GTLDs, you want to avoid individual negotiations whenever possible, and then you talk in the note about, various possibilities in that. Is that which note you're referring to?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's fine. Again, it's just the sort of clarity behind that action was required, and the other comment really just relates to recommendation 4B on budgeting. It's clearly linked to the two, so the way the budget process is formulated is clearly going to be relevant to those fee negotiations, and that that linkage needs to be recognised, perhaps.
Okay,
that was my
three. Thank you, Philip. Anyone else want to ask any questions on the implementation notes before we move on to a general open discussion on the recommendations themselves? Okay, thank you very much, Karen and Craig, for the recap and explanations. Moving on to the recommendations, I'd like to open the floor to anyone that wishes to discuss the recommendations either as a whole or individually. We're going to take a cue before we actually proceed to voting. So ready to take a cue? Anyone want to speak? No one is interested in speaking. I'm quite willing to move on to the vote if there's no one that wants to comment, but I don't want to rush anybody who might be just about getting their finger off the mute or whatever. Okay, then. If there is no discussion, I was going to say no further discussion, we could have some on the implementation, then I'd like to bring the recommendations to a vote. One of the things I want to make sure of is that there is no motion to separate the issues here. There's the bylaws basically are unspecific on whether recommendations are voted as a whole or individually. The presumption is that we vote as a whole unless there is a motion to vote separately. Do I hear any motion on voting separately? Okay, not hearing a motion on separating any of the recommendations, I'd like to call for a roll call vote on supporting the recommendations on contractual conditions, PDP, going forward. So can I ask, please, Glenn, for you to go through the roll of the members of council, looking for an aye, nay, or abstention, I guess abstention based on financial reasons, as is written in the PDP bylaws. Could you please do a roll call vote on this, please?
Okay.
Yes, certainly. Philip Shepherd?
Based on the specific clarifications we've heard on the call, yes.
Mark Rodenbach?
Yes.
Bilal? Baram?
Yes.
Utedeka?
Yes.
Christina Roget, you're not on the call. Cyril Chua?
Yes.
Tani Harris?
Yes.
Greg Ruth?
Yes.
Norbert Klein?
Yes.
Mawaki Chango?
Yes.
Adrian Kinderis?
Yes.
Ross Rader?
Yes.
Tom Keller?
Yes.
Chuck Grimes?
No.
Avery Doria?
Yes.
Have I missed anybody? Good.
So can you give a tally on that, please?
16-4, 16 votes, and 2 votes no.
Okay, so that does pass by a... Does that pass by a supermajority? As defined.
It's just over half.
It's just over half, right, but because we don't have enough... it is not actually a supermajority of the council, but of those present, but not of the council.
Of those present, yes.
Okay, thank you. So, Liz, as I understand the process now, you will basically bundle all this together in a board report, and could you please give us just the process that this will now follow on its way to the board?
Yes, it's exactly the same as I've just written for the PDP December 05, and the production of a board report happens within 5 days, and then it's transmitted to the board. I have to provide all of the ways in which people voted, who dissented, who didn't, what they did, why they did, and I can provide that to the group by an email so that everyone is very clear about what has to go into the board report. It's stage 10 of the bylaws, and I can send that around in an email to the group later on today, but that happens within the next 5 days.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just 1 second.
Sorry, Abby, just a question for clarification. Do you want me to send that around now? I have it right here, so I can send it straight away.
I think it's good to send around so that people have the...
Yep. Okay, I'll do that immediately.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking for the definition of supermajority vote within the bylaws and don't see it explicitly. Whether it's vote of council or vote of those present voting. So I need clarification on that to know whether we have achieved a supermajority vote or not. Okay. I'll need to get clarification on that, but that doesn't change the vote at all. It just is some as an explanation as part of the board report. I suppose we do have a legal counsel on the call. Can you clarify? Whether the supermajority is defined as full counsel or those present at a vote when we have quorum?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Basically, I'm trying to clarify at the moment just to determine since supermajority occupy such an important place within the... Okay, it's of council members present, normally. In other words, in defining supermajority, we need a quorum to vote, but is supermajority defined as of the council or of those present to vote?
I have to look it up. Sorry.
Okay. I believe that the general pattern, as I look through the bylaws quickly, it usually says members present, but in this case, it is not explicit, and therefore I'd like to know, because I think it's an important part of the
I just look. It's right at the bottom of Annex A in the bylaws. It's defined as members present.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Bottom of that. Ah, there it is. Bottom. 66% of the members present at the meeting of the applicable body. Thank you very much, and sorry I was slow finding that. I just wanted to make sure that I knew what we had achieved. Okay, thank you. I guess now we move on, having finished that item 4, to item 5, which is reviewing. Oh, no. We have a specific item 4, which is review of the Who Is status. Philip?
Okay, we're currently on version 1.6 report, which has been circulated for about just over a week to the working group. We have finished off all the substantive work on the group. The purpose of the current report circulation is just to check that all opinion is correctly recorded. We will shortly be issuing the next and potentially the final version outcome report of the working group, version 1.7, that is now expanded to something like 84 pages with all the various ICANN staff editions. Once that is done, we will need a short period, I guess, for commentary from the working group itself, at which point the work will be complete.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone want to ask any questions of Philip on the status?
Yeah, I would, Audrey.
Okay, take a cue. I've got Ross. Anyone else? Okay, Ross, go ahead.
No. Philip, you used the word shortly twice. What does that mean in terms of absolute time?
I think what I posted to the group was that I will be circulating the next copy of the report after today's council call, in case there's any specific guidance from council on that, and that's still going to be the case. That should be tomorrow or beginning of next week at the earliest. And then I'm happy to take council's guidance as to how long they feel it's appropriate for a potentially final report to be seen by the working group before we close it.
Okay. One issue that I'd like to bring up that leads into that is, as I mentioned on the list, I'd like to schedule a second meeting for this month, the 23rd, to actually have a discussion of the Who Is working group report and a discussion to figure out exactly how the council wishes to proceed with closing this chapter of the Who Is project. And I mean, my instinctive view of it is that we have these discussions, then we package up the task force report plus the working group report, which to me is very much the equivalent of an implementation guideline, plus a yet to be done but in progress a staff implementation note, as you know, the material for the final board report, and that once all those things are ready, we have a vote and then send it on. You know, have yet another discussion and then send it on. So I'd like to have a meeting on the 23rd. To have a meeting on the 23rd, we should by all rights have the final copy of the working group report to the council members 7 days before which would be...
Avery, before you go mad working on dates, I fully support the concept. I can't make a meeting on the 23rd, which may be determinant, or you may think that's advantageous.
And Audrey,
okay.
Chuck, can I ask a question?
Certainly. I think I've sort of finished with my rough draft of the way I was looking at it, so now let's figure out what indeed we are going to do.
From what I heard you say, Philip, I wasn't convinced that we were going to see the final report a week before the 23rd anyway.
If we think in all decency we need to give the group itself a week to comment on a potentially final report, then that will be pushing it, yeah.
Right, so we're saying that 1.7 is definitely in the committee's hands on the 13th.
Say, yes, yeah.
Right, and decency would give them a week, which is the 20th.
Yeah.
So that means we really couldn't have another meeting before the 27th, but then that starts to bump up quite close to a meeting the following week. I believe it's the following week, is it not? It's already scheduled?
It's the 6th.
We've got a 6th September
meeting. The 6th, so that would be pushing it. The other option that I had spoken of is if we couldn't schedule because I think to do a second council meeting, it really has to fall on the two-week barrier, you know, between meetings, that having it just 1 week after is a little too soon, having it just 1 week before is a little too soon. That's sort of a rough way I was looking at it. That would mean that this would get, we can't discuss it on the 6th, because the meeting on September 6th is dedicated to basically the new GTLD, and I'm not assuming, although it's perhaps possible, that question will go as quickly as the discussion for contractual conditions went, and so the intent has been to dedicate pretty much the whole meeting to that, or the majority of the meeting to that. That would leave us the option of having a meeting on the 20th of September when we would have this discussion. That's pushing it off a long way.
If I may, sorry, this is Ross.
Sure.
Sorry to jump in like that.
Well, you brought up the original issue that took us down this path.
I'd like to not lose sight of the fact that the working group is really working past deadline at this point. And if anything, I would like to see the working group complete its work quicker, regardless of the perceived need for, you know, a 7-day comment period, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That would put us almost 2 months past the original deadline that we've got a standing resolution on.
The working group would go further just when we would discuss it. We were still talking about them finishing on the 20th.
No, my point, though, is that by...
This is not bad. I can hardly hear this voice. It is much lower than the other voices.
My point is that by moving it out to the 20th,
thank you.
That by allowing that, you know, these additional weeks now, we're now pushing further consideration of this issue at a council level off into the end of September. I don't view this as an appropriate or a timely consideration of this matter in any way. I think the conversation that we had in Sao Paulo was very, very clear that this working group would be working on a very, very tight timeline, and I don't see that happening. I see these timelines being drawn out, and I would like to encourage the council to consider closing this off as quickly as possible.
Ask other people in the queue, can you tell me sort of an exact recommendation of what you mean by as quickly as possible?
That the version being distributed this week be distributed to council, that it be considered a final draft, that the working group close off their work immediately.
Okay, I'd like to hear other people would like to speak on that particular topic.
Mike Rodenbaugh.
Mike, anyone else?
Zero Trois.
Okay, Zero. Anyone else? Okay, Mike, go ahead.
I would take issue with having any sort of, I know it's not a requirement, but I guess in this instance maybe the suggestion of having 2-week staggered meetings is is really unnecessary. How about August 30th to review the report? That ought to give enough time for Philip and the group to finish it and for us to review it.
Okay. That would certainly be a possibility that would work for me. Cyril?
I think we need more time because there's, looking at the various emails, there's no consensus and it's very doubtful we could come to a resolution for a final report on August 23rd. Even though we are out of time, I think if we can get sufficient consensus, we can push through the resolution. It's worth the wait.
Cyril, if I understood what Philip said correctly, mm-hmm. it's at this point really no longer working for further consensus. We're basically just working for the accuracy of the report. Is that a correct interpretation, Philip?
Yes.
So at this point, it's basically, I think the question becomes, unless you're recommending that we consider having the group work longer to try and achieve consensus, which is in direct, you know, it's a direct difference from the proposal that Ross is making, that, you know, basically extending it the extra week beyond the 13th is merely in an effort to make sure that what has been written corresponds to what people believe transpired.
I'm sorry, I think we even have some disagreement as to what exactly is the accurate representation here. So I think if we have some time to work all these issues out, it will be good. It's unlikely that we could all come together to agree to the full report, but I think at the moment there is still some dispute as to the accuracy of the version 1.6.
Okay.
So Aubrey, could I ask a question of Cyril?
Yes.
Sure, Chuck.
Cyril, do you think that the alternate date suggested by Mike of the 30th for council consideration of the report allows enough additional time to accomplish what you're suggesting?
Well, I hope so. At least the views would be taken into consideration. We could correct whatever inaccuracies there might be. We have an extra 7 days. I'm not sure if it's sufficient, but it's better than 23rd.
That would mean that the final report would need to be distributed to the council no later than the 23rd.
Yes.
So that would give 2 weeks.
We're
from
good
today.
One point. Yeah.
2 weeks from today to get it. To get a final input in terms of accuracy.
Yep.
Okay. I'd like to hear other opinions on this issue. We basically have, you know, two sides of an issue. Anyone else want to speak on it?
Just a point of clarification, Aubrey.
Certainly, Ross.
My primary concern here is that. You know, this is both a general and a specific issue for me. The general issue is what I alluded to on the mailing list yesterday,
mm-hmm.
which is council has a history of, and I'm not talking about current behavior specifically when I say this, council has a history of allowing issues to drag out. On this particular issue, we have an agreed-upon deadline that passed 6 weeks ago and no explicit statement that I'm aware of. We have some implicit action on the last meeting. I will confirm that, of course. But no explicit action of council to actually extend these deadlines. I would like us to be cleaner around these things, hence my reticence to just arbitrarily extend these deadlines, kind of ad infinitum without explicit action. So what I would like to see out of this call is some sort of an explicit agreement and perhaps a resolution stating these are the timelines, these are what we currently agree to, we recognize that we've missed these previous deadlines, and we no longer care, and we're changing them. And that would really satisfy what I'm looking for here.
Okay. So basically, you'd like to see whether there's someone that would propose a motion that the final report be delivered to the council on 23rd August with a council discussion on 30th August. Would that would be a satisfactory outcome?
I believe so, sure.
Okay, is there anybody that would care to make such a motion?
It's Adrian Kinders here. I'd like to make that motion.
Okay, thank you, Adrian. Is there anyone who would like to second that motion?
I'm sorry, can we repeat the motion, please?
Okay, the motion is basically that the deadline for the Who Is Working Group is extended to the 23rd of August, at which time they will deliver their final report to the council for discussion on 30 August.
Aubrey, I'll second that.
Aubrey, can I just make a friendly suggestion?
Certainly.
I'm not changing the deadline, but it may be appropriate in terms of the working methodology to have the next version of the report aired for 7 days. Let's assume it's going to go Monday the 13th. That should be the final. The group has a look at that for 1 week. That takes it from the 13th to the 20th for any comment. At that point, the working group closes. Any changes that have come out in that time would then be captured in a report, and that will be distributed to council by the 23rd. Does that sound like an acceptable friendly amendment?
Adrian, does that sound like an acceptable friendly amendment?
Can I have it repeated? That was kind of confusing. Sorry.
Basically, okay.
Next version of the report hits the working group next Monday, 13th of August. 7 days to comment. The working group closes. Any changes may be made then coming out of that 7-day consultation. Council gets its report on the 23rd.
So it's essentially
sounds
the
reasonable
same.
To me.
It's essentially the same, you just put in more detail. And you put in the detail about the working group closing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to try and get this written so that I can read something that when people vote, they're actually know what they're voting on. But they're not going to have to. Okay, I'm having trouble writing this. Somebody care to... So the deadline for the Who Is group is extended to 20 August, at which time the group will be closed. The group will be...
Well, Abby can make it simple. Council directs the Who Is working group would close 20 August 2007, and Council expects to receive the group's final report 23rd August
2007. Okay, so I basically like Council directs the Who Is working group to close 20 August 2007, and expects to receive the final report on 23rd August 2007 for discussion on 30 August 2007. Okay, any discussion on this proposed resolution?
We discussed the time for the meeting on the 30th, or do we assume it's...
We can certainly discuss the time for the meeting on the 30th, but I don't think it needs to be in the resolution.
Sure.
But we can do that right after we decide to have the meeting on the 30th. Any discussion on this? Okay, I will then ask for a voice vote on this resolution. Resolution, again, reading, Council directs the Who Is Working Group to close on 20 August 2007 and expects to receive the report on 23rd August 2007 for discussion on 30 August 2007. And that's actually received the final report. All those in favor of this resolution, please say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed to this resolution, please say nay. Are there any abstentions on this resolution? Okay, the resolution has passed unanimously. Now, as for the time of the meeting, I am assuming that those on the Pacific Coast would like it a wee bit later. Pacific Coast of the U.S. would like it a wee bit later, but not too late for those on the Pacific Coast of Asia. So where does that put us in time? Can someone help? Glenn? Basically, we normally move this meeting within an hour or two.
14 hours UTC?
As opposed to the 12 o'clock
that's
UTC.
That's very late for Australia.
Is there a notion of splitting? Is anyone in Australia, Adrian, or anyone else? Are you actually in Australia?
Yeah, I'll be in Australia.
Oh, you'll just be back, okay.
It'll be midnight for you, Adrian.
That's all right. That's my get-up time.
And Cyril?
There'll be 10 p.m. Singapore time. That's good for me. Late is good. Yeah.
Oh, late is good. Okay.
Yeah, late is good for me.
So, Adrian, you're fine with midnight? And,
yeah, no problem for you.
And Norbert, it will be 9 o'clock for you.
That's okay.
And it will be all of 7 o'clock for those of you in California, correct?
That sounds great.
That sounds beautiful.
Sounds like luxury, sleeping in. Okay. Does anyone object to us moving the meeting then? Is that actually, I'll bring up a question, is that a reasonable time for these meetings in general?
It is for Chuck Gomes.
For California. Is it for those who agreed to midnight 10 and 9, is this a acceptable time in general for the council meetings going forward?
For Phnom Penh, it is very acceptable.
From Adrian Kinner's point of view, it's fine. I feel bad about it. I'm the only one that's sort of offsetting this. It could be later. I could stretch to 1, really, if it helps, but I'm happy with midnight.
Well, midnight takes you possibly to 2 o'clock in the meeting. Stretching to 1 would take you to 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
so
I think
if you're fine with midnight, giving California the extra 2 hours sleep is...
much appreciated.
Okay. So, in general... Glenn, then I guess if there's no objection, we'll move our meetings to 14 UTC.
Fine, Adrian.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now moving on. So we've talked about who is. One thing we didn't talk about, but perhaps we want to talk about it on the 30th, but it might be good to just get some of the issues on the table, is sort of the proposition that I've sort of been putting forward, that what we vote on once it's all put together, is basically the task force report plus the package includes the task force report with recommendations for OPOC, the working group implementation guidelines on how an OPOC would be structured, and the staff notes on what that means in terms of implementation, and that's what would go as a package with us having voted on the recommendations that came out of the task force. And that's something that we need to discuss, but that's basically what I'd like to put on the table as sort of the starting notion of what our end goal in terms of this. Now, in the August 30th meeting, we can have a discussion on the working group's output and then basically make the decision then as to when we will vote. By that point, hopefully the staff will be able to give us a good indication of when their implementation notes would be available. Any discussion on that at this point, or do people want to take it away, think about it, and talk about it some more on the 30th?
I do have one comment, Audrey.
Sure.
I'll certainly have more to say on the subject on the 30th, but I think it's important that we remember what we've asked this working group to produce. By no means did we request implementation guidelines from them. Rather, the terms of reference very, very clearly outlined that we were seeking further definition around issues of contention. To the degree that those definitions are acceptable to Council, we should look at integrating them into the existing task force output, but by no means should we be looking at this as an implementation guideline.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else want to comment on it at this point? As I say, we'll discuss it more later. Okay. No other comments at this point in time? In which case, moving on to item 5, which is the review of the pending action item list and talk about the items on that. We have, and I sent out a latest copy, and also it is on the web, I believe. The contractual conditions, PDP, basically the staff implementation issues are done, and as of this meeting, the vote on the recommendations is done. So that, unless we get back new issues from the staff, as came up in this discussion on implementation issues that require further policy discussion, we are basically done with that PDP as of now, as of this meeting. Who is working group? We discussed. We had a final report, which is now due on the 23rd, with our discussion scheduled for the 30th, as in the resolution we just went through. On new GTLDs, the recommendations were completed earlier this week. The final recommendation, the documents, Parts A and Part B, are currently in the process of being formatted to HTML so that tomorrow a 20-day open comment period can start, and we will have our discussion and vote on that PDP on September 6th.
One question there, Aubrey. This is Chuck.
Sure.
I don't think we have any room for slippage in that posting tomorrow for public comment. Are we on target for that?
Yep.
Okay.
It's Liz here, yes.
Thanks, Liz.
Okay. Next item, and these basically will have a little bit more substance to them, the IGO issues follow-up. Basically, Olaf has been working on a report on dispute resolution processes and procedures for IGOs, which is listed as being due August 30th. And then we have basically a notation that we were going to act on this by October 11th. Olaf, can you give us a quick update on where this is all is at?
Good pleasure, Avery. Well, we're in the middle of it, and what we actually do is to draft the dispute resolution procedure. And we're now in number 3 of the internal drafts. However, I have a little concern about the due date, not the least since my recollection is that we had 3 months period for delivering this from the San Juan meeting. I think that was
That would be June 28th to July 28th to August 28th.
Not in my way of counting.
Okay, well, it's been on the schedule for a while. What date are you suggesting it should be?
I suggest it is from end of June till then sometime end of September. Not the least, since we do have the scheduled acting on it by the council.
That's 3 months. Mine was 2 months. You're right.
Also, we do need to have it carefully scrutinized from a legal perspective, not the least with a view to the particular appeals procedure that has been requested by WIPO for these matters. So, and that calls for outside counsel. So that's seen, and indeed it would be doable with that time frame.
In other words, you're saying you could have a report to the council by when in September?
When in September, let's put, if we start at 28th of June, let's put it at 28th of September. What kind of date that would be, day that would be?
The 28th would be a Friday.
Well, all right, I work like Professor Crusoe and get it done by Friday then.
Okay, and that would give us basically a week and a half for the council to have it to read before the October 11th meeting.
Right.
Okay, any... I think that was probably my mistake on the dates there, because 3 months really is September, not August. Okay, I've corrected the schedule on that. Any questions for Olaf or for me about my inability to count months? Okay. Next one is the domain tasting issues follow-up. I have a due date of that on August 30th with a report from the ad hoc group. And then we have a date of September 6th for us to act on the proposal. So I would put it on the agenda for the same meeting as the new GTLDs, and hopefully we would get to it. The discussion at that point would be to go ahead with a PDP with the, if that's the recommendation. If not, it would be to follow whatever other recommendation. Mike, can you talk to this a bit?
Sure, thanks. We were going to need a little bit more time, frankly. I think perhaps due to summer holidays, whatever reason, it's taken us a little while to finalize a request for information, which was finalized yesterday on our call and will be distributed out to the world as of tomorrow or Monday, I believe. Olaf can correct if that's slid at all.
I think we're safe ground if we say Monday. I sort of feel less certain that we can have it up and running as of Friday.
Okay, so that's no problem. So it'll go out on Monday, and we agreed to allow 30 days for response, a response date of September 15th. So at that point, we'll need to look at what we've got. Of course, meanwhile, between now and then, we're going to continue to pursue other sources of statistical and other information outside of the RFI process. But bottom line is we need to wait for those responses, take a look at them, and then come up with a recommendation.
Okay, so what are you suggesting in terms of, and I think to follow the procedure we just followed on the Who Is Working Group, since this was also something that had a resolution and a date attached to it, we would need to take a vote on extending the period of this particular effort. So what sort of date are you suggesting?
I believe our next council meeting is it October 6th?
We have an October 6th.
Then I would move that we extend the date for a report back to council to October 6th. Prior to October 6th, so we can discuss it at our October 6th meeting.
So, and as to be able to vote on it at the October 6th meeting.
I don't think there's a meeting on October 6th.
I guess to look. It's 11th.
Sorry.
That's
October
a Saturday.
11th.
It's at 11.
October 11th, yeah.
The meeting is at 11.
Even better.
So now, would you be willing to, and as we just put the delivery of the IGO report on the 28th of September, is the 28th of September, and that gives people on the council enough time to read and digest so that they could discuss on October 11th.
Mm.
Is
that's
that...
That's going to give us
13 days.
Yeah, 13 days from the 15th, including two calls. It's pretty ambitious. It really depends on the quantity and quality of the data we get through the RFI.
Right? The latest it could be would be the 4th of October for the 11th.
Right. That would give me another week and another call if needed. I'd prefer to commit to the 4th rather than the 28th.
Okay, I'd like to open discussion on the domain tasting ad hoc group and an extension of the small group ad hoc charter through the 4th of October. Is there any discussion?
I have a general question, Audrey.
Ross, okay. Anyone else want to be in the queue? Okay, Ross.
So we have this thing called the policy development process. And part of the purpose of that policy development process is to give the commercial actors in the room some sense of predictability around the outcomes of the GNSL. I'm probably able to understand. I don't currently understand how this activity fits into that policy development process.
Okay. Others can chime in. I will give what my understanding is that from the issues report that we received, while a PDP was listed as one of the possible solutions, there was basically a discussion of a need for more information for the staff continuing to work on gathering information, as well as the possibility of creating an ad hoc group to both look at the information and to actually figure out whether A, PDP was indeed what we needed to do in terms of resolving this, and B, to formulate what the terms of reference or a proposal for the terms of reference for this PDP. And so at the point at which we were discussing the issues report in San Juan, there were just too many questions about whether a PDP was even the right thing to do to be able to vote on it at that time. And therefore, this was a group put together to gather some more information and come back to the council so that we then could take that vote. Would anybody else like to add or correct what I've said?
So the specific expectation we have for this group is to recommend the course of action for further work, or to just do data gathering? I'm still not understanding.
Okay, well, I would have to go back then. I don't have it in front of me. I'd have to go back to the actual proposal, but it was basically to gather more information, better understanding of what we were actually talking about when we were talking about the domain taking and other possible terms being used, and to make a recommendation either for terms of reference for a PDP or other actions. So, yeah.
Yeah, Avery, it's Adrian.
Yes, Adrian.
Yeah, I think that sums it up very well. I do recall at the council meeting it was Chuck that initially raised the question over whether domain tasting itself had been, and the terms around domain tasting had been adequately defined. And I think that was, at least my reading of it, the major concern. And rather than throwing automatically into the PDP process, that it would be better served to getting a better definition around some of these terms and then working from there. So that's at least where I thought it was coming from. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you. So would anyone else like to comment on this?
Just to say I support Aiden's interpretation.
Yeah, and I guess I should say that, too, since I was one that brought this up in San Juan.
I would just clarify that, Mike Rodenbaugh, saying I understand that we are tasked with directing further research to frame a draft terms of reference if the small group decides and the observers who are on the list, if we all pretty much agree that that's what should be done. I wasn't really focusing on defining the actual terms, domain tasting, domain tagging, rather the issues around those terms. The terms, I think, themselves have been defined by staff in their issues report.
Okay. Any further discussion on it? Do I have anyone that would like to propose a resolution to extend the ad hoc group on domain tasting to complete its work on October. Well, actually, it should complete its work before because it needs to deliver the report on October 4. To complete its work on October
2? Audrey, if I may,
please.
Not ask another question, but while we have the terms of reference open, we may want to consider modifying the terms of engagement to actually include some sort of a definition around small. I think you and Mike have made a proposal on that that you're working with, and it may serve to clarify things for my constituency if that word small is replaced with two.
Okay. So I will read out something and see if we have support for that. Council redirects the ad hoc group on the maintenance to complete its work on October 2nd and to deliver its report to the council on October 4 for consideration at the October 11 meeting of the council.
I would just make a slight friendly amendment to that.
Sure. Let me type that the last line. In extending this mandate, the council would like to specify that more Okay. So council directs the ad hoc group on the main case to complete its work on October 2nd and to deliver its report to the council on October 4th for consideration at the October 11th meeting of the council. In extending this mandate, the council would like to specify the small of the ad hoc group, of the small ad hoc group, sorry, so that's what we called it before, that small in this instance is defined as at most two representatives for each of the constituencies. Okay, you wanted to,
yes.
Mike, you wanted to suggest an amendment?
Yeah, just the wording in the first part. We request the working group to complete its work and deliver its report by October 4th, taking out the October 2nd date. We'll probably be working on the third.
Okay. Council directs the small ad hoc group on domain tasting to complete its work and to deliver its report to the council by October 4th for consideration at the October 11 meeting of the council. In extending this mandate, the council would like to specify that small in this instance is defined as at most two representatives from each of the constituencies. Is there any discussion on this proposed resolution? Do I have a, I guess I'm proposing it at this point, do I have a seconder for it?
I second the motion.
Okay, thank you.
Just one question, Aubrey, this is Chuck.
Yeah.
Are members of this group only restricted to constituencies?
So Chuck, the answer to that question is no. The email list and the group in general is open to anybody, but the conference calls we've sought to limit so they don't become unwieldy.
So in other words, representatives from constituencies are allowed on the conference calls?
Well, we haven't had requests from anyone else, so...
Okay.
I wouldn't say that's a rule, but that's the situation.
And the only reason I'm asking is the motion sounds like it's restricted to representatives from constituencies. I don't know that I have a feeling
right.
One way or another. I just thought it would be good that we're accurate.
Right. Yeah, we had the membership of the group was indeed from constituencies and from non-com appointees.
And also from the ALAC.
Yep.
Okay. So I have added each of the constituencies, some non-com appointees, and advisory committees. Is that more correct?
Yes.
And then I don't know that we need to be specific about the mailing list remaining open to observers.
No.
Or should I? No. Okay. So any other discussion on this resolution? Okay, I'll read it again before asking for a voice vote. Council directs a small ad hoc group on domain tasting to complete its work and to deliver its report to the council by October 4th for consideration at the October 11th meeting of the council. In extending this mandate, the council would like to specify that small in this instance is defined as at most two representatives from each constituency from among NOMCOM appointees and advisory committees. All those in favor of this resolution, please say aye.
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 All those opposed to this resolution, please say nay. Any abstentions from this resolution? Okay, this resolution has passed unanimously. Thank you. Okay, going back to our schedule. So it's actually good going through the schedule and actually changing. So the date for the report is changed to October 4 in the schedule. Let me do that while I'm here. And the act on it is the 11th. And that's the 11th. Okay. Next is response to board resolution regarding IDN C2CLB. Chuck has been working on that. There was an initial report from the discussion group at this meeting, and then a final report on September 13th. So I have in the schedule at the moment, Chuck.
Okay. I think we're making good progress. We have six members of the small group, plus Olaf providing staff support, and we have a couple people who are just observers. We have a draft document that we are going through. All six of the regular members have, and Olaf, have provided edits and comments on the initial draft document. We have held our first conference call yesterday and made it through maybe a fourth or a third of the document discussing comments and edits and trying to reach rough consensus on specific language. I suspect we'll have we have another call scheduled for next Tuesday at 5 a.m. in the morning my time, and we probably will need maybe one more after that. I don't see any problem in meeting the 13 September deadline, and hopefully we'll beat that.
Fantastic. Would anybody like to ask any questions or discuss it at all? Okay, thank you, Chuck.
And just one final comment, I'll read just so that everybody understands. The goal of the group, then, is to provide a draft document for consideration by the full council.
Right. And we'll have to schedule it at a meeting post that date, and, you know, haven't done that yet, but give people a chance to read it, spend some time discussing on the list, and then we can move it to a meeting once it looks like we're close.
And I'm optimistic that they'll have it well before September 13th.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the action items list is reserve name recommendations for existing TLDs. And Chuck, you were going to give an update on that at this meeting.
Well, the latest word I have on the... and basically what we're talking about is the ICANN IANA names and the single letter or digit names at the second or third level is that a staff has that a draft implementation guideline type document has been prepared by staff and that that's being reviewed by other staff right now. And before being distributed more widely.
Do we have an idea of when the staff report will be released?
I do not. I don't know if Craig can talk to that. Patrick, I know I've talked with Patrick, and And I know he's done some work on this and is currently waiting on other staff input. I'd kind of hoped that we might have it before today's call, but obviously that didn't happen. So I can't speak for staff in that regard.
Okay, great.
I'll have to touch base with Patrick when I get into the office today because I don't know the answer to that question, but I will find out.
Okay, could you follow up and then send it to me? I will basically include a question mark. I will include an item in the agenda, basically. I mean, in the action items list, indicating that you're holding the token on the delivery of the staff report, but I'll put a question mark on the delivery date. Okay.
Chuck, this is Denise. Chuck, what's the timing that is required by your group?
I don't know what you mean by my group, but
it's the council. Essentially, we need to basically. It's one of the pending things from the reserve names working group is to discuss the recommendations, IANA names, and single letters at the council level, but we can't really schedule to do that until we've gotten the staff implementation report. It's something, you know, that we definitely want to get on the agenda, discuss, and resolve as quickly as possible. It's been a long time since reserve names ended. We've got the reserve names pretty much resolved, at least in terms of recommendations, in new GTLD, and we want to make sure that for existing GTLD, insofar as there needs to be something that matches, it is matched. So it's a council action item. It's not a group action item at this point.
No, I understand that. I was looking for a target deadline that we can go back to Diana with.
A nice target would be to have it, a week in advance of our 30 August meeting, but that's just me talking, okay?
Okay. Well, I think we'd like to back up maybe 2 weeks from that and have a draft. We're coordinating with Diana on this, so we'll at least get you a status report by the end of the week.
I have a general question on this, Aubrey.
Yes, please.
Is it indeed fact that this is still a priority issue for council? I'm not sure I share that same sense of priority as you do. I'd just like to understand that better.
I certainly wouldn't put it at the, and this is just me, I mean, I'd be interested to hear other people. I certainly don't put it as high priority as new GTLDs or who is or domain tasting. It is, however, an incomplete work item that does need to be completed.
Right.
As you say, we have history of letting things hang out and dangle forever, and, you know, I've sort of made it, you know, one of the things that I feel I need to do is to make sure that we keep following up on things, even if they're not the hugest. Now, there are some people that may believe that this is an important consideration when we're talking about the single letters at the second level in existing domains. There are people that, you know, do see business issues and concerns there. So I'm not speaking for others. For my part, it's unfinished business. We have a history of letting unfinished business hang out forever, and I don't want to do that.
And, Ross, if I could just reinforce what Aubrey said. Nobody's saying that this is a high priority compared to other things that are going on, but like Aubrey has articulated very well, what we're trying to do is not let even lower priority items just hang out there and nothing ever happen. We're trying to bring closure to all items so that the council is efficient across the board on things.
Yeah, I guess Chuck, and I'll direct it to the entire council. I guess my impression is that this is a non-high priority issue, or potentially not even an issue that merits our attention. And there's two ways to deal with it. One is to kind of let the process wend its way through its trials and tribulations, and we do a whole bunch of stuff around it, and it gets done. But there's really no great output that anybody's particularly interested in. Or the second is to revisit the original assumption that something needs to be done, and we just simply explicitly kill this, essentially.
To me, it sounds like a bit of a make-work project,
so,
and I'm
so
not
you're,
sure.
You're suggesting changing the council's reaction to the reserve names working group recommendation.
That's my intuition, yes.
So would your... I'm not sure I understand. For example, if we take the case of changing the rules for single letter at the second level, your proposal would be that we no longer change those rules.
My proposal is that I don't get a single... Possibly, sure. Let's put that out there as a straw proposal, sure. I can kind of justify my thinking behind that, but I think it's a fair summation, yeah.
I do believe, and perhaps other people in the council might want to speak to it, there may be other people that believe that this, if no one does, then perhaps, you know, we look to following that proposal of just sort of saying there will be no changes to reserve names for existing TLDs and make that a resolution. However, I'd really like to hear from other members of the council on whether that's something that seems reasonable.
I would speak to that.
Go ahead,
yes,
Mike.
Oh, no, Chuck, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't think it's great practice for the council to map a path forward and then, while it's still in progress, change direction. And I guess that's the extent of my comment there.
Well, yeah, I will, yeah. But I guess, Mike, it's your turn.
Sorry, I mean, obviously I completely agree with Chuck on that. These issues have been deemed important enough by the council in the past, by the reserve name working group, by many of the constituencies that have spent a lot of time on them. I think there actually is some urgency to complete them in advance of, and there's two remaining issues. There's the ICANN, IANA names, and there's the single letter and single digit names at the second and third level. And, you know, both of those issues have been open for a long time, for one thing. Both of them should also probably get resolved before new TLDs get too far along in the process next year, so that ideally by the time those TLDs launch, there is an answer. Those registry operators know the answer on those questions, at least on the ICANN-IANA names, which I think, you know, as a matter of fact, goes to ICANN's credibility. You know, we've looked at all of the other categories of reserve names and decided what to do about them, and this one has just kind of been sitting out there with no justification for the reservation ever having been made.
One more comment on this. In my own personal opinion is that I don't think these two areas need to take up huge amounts of resources. Now, I could be proven wrong on that, but I really don't think they have to. What the Reserve Names Working Group, the work they did, you know, seemed to eliminate some of the technical concerns and so forth. So it's probably more procedural and how you do it than it is anything else. So I don't see these as consuming a lot of council or other people's resources, although everybody's involvement will be important.
Would anybody else like to comment? So, Ross, I don't think you've actually put a motion on the table, correct?
No. It was more of a point for discussion. I really want to make sure that we're focused on high-value items and not make work projects. If there's a sentiment amongst council that this is important work, then let's certainly proceed with it. I have no horse in this race either way, but it seems like a trifling matter to me.
Okay.
One further comment on that, Avery, if you don't mind.
Yes, please.
On the single letters, you know, there's been a notion by several of the constituencies and counselors that, you know, revenue from the sale of those reserve names could go to assist in developing nations or for other beneficial purposes. So there's some urgency, again, before the next round of TLDs goes to resolve that issue and decide whether there will be additional monies available for developing nations or those other good causes that we've been discussing as potential beneficiaries of the funds.
Okay.
Average Adrian, just on that point, I just think you've got to be careful about putting some emotive point behind the funds and moving these things along for that purpose, because that's just hearsay at this point in time. We don't actually know for a fact, do we?
Correct.
Right. We don't have any proposals in front of us. We certainly know that there are people that have talked about proposals. I'd prefer to actually leave this at this point to a point when we actually put this on the agenda and talk about it and see if there are any motions that something should be done. At this point, really just trying to figure out where the item is in terms of completion and settlement. Okay. So that one was that. Then the last item that was added to the list is develop a plan for holding an extensive comment session in LA. Denise has told us that we will have, or I think it's probably will have, on Denise can give me the degree of certainty we need, that we will be able to, on Monday afternoon, hold a 6-hour session, basically discussing the recommendations that we're making on new DTLBs in detail, not as a comment seeking, but more in the workshop manner of explaining what it is that's being suggested, the reasoning that went into it, the arguments that went on. Chuck and I and another person, and I'm not quite sure who it was, I'd have to go back through the minutes, are sort of on the hook for putting out a draft plan on this, and we're going to attempt to have a first draft of that in 2 weeks. Don't know if it's something that needs to be in as part of a teleconference, but we can certainly start discussing it on the list and see what we get to. And then if we need to put it on a teleconference agenda, we can do that later. That's pretty much the recap on those items. Does anybody want to bring up a question on that before I move to any other business?
Avery, it's Adrian. I'd be happy to help out there.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
Just on that, I think that the key to the whole success of this is to make sure we're pointing out what expectations are for the audience of the actual meeting itself or the comment session, because telling them anything different than actually what it is going to cause a lot of problems.
Yep. I think that's quite reasonable. Okay. Moving on to any other business, we have a resolution that Philip put forward, and it will need a second. Philip sent to the list a proposed resolution, and I'll read it as it's written. The council would like to introduce a system of proxy voting. Council requests the ICANN General Counsel to confirm either that this is possible under the current bylaws, and if not, advise what bylaw change would be needed to enable it. So, Philip, I assume you still intend to put forward this resolution?
Yes, if I may. It followed a discussion on this from a number of council members.
Yes. Is there a second for this resolution?
I second the motion.
That's Mike? Okay, thanks. I sent you a note, Philip, and I wanted to ask whether you'd be willing to accept a friendly amendment, and then I'd like to open discussion on this. And this also comes out of the discussion, and I admit it's a point that I mostly brought up. And the amendment would include the statement, in considering this request, the council asks the ICANN General Counsel to consider implications of refusal when using a proxy. It's not trying to prejudice it either way, but just trying to understand whether there is an implication there or not. Would you be willing to accept that as a friendly amendment?
I think I would. What you're trying to understand better is the possibility of someone recusing themselves but nevertheless giving a proxy as opposed to just recusing themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds fine. I think it'd be useful to have the clarity as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and I appreciate that amendment, Aubrey, because I think as people could tell from my comments on this issue, that was one of my concerns.
Okay, so we have a resolution that's been seconded. Would we like to have a discussion on it now? We had some on the list, but I'll take a cue now before we vote on the resolution.
Just clarification, Aubrey. In other words, what we're asking, we're really asking for ICANN counsel to give us some guidance on this issue before we decide on our path forward. Is that correct?
Right. Basically, yeah, I read it as saying, one, is it even possible under current bylaws? And if it isn't, then how do we change the bylaws? And, you know, okay. And then the implications for the proxy and as usual.
Thank you.
I believe, Aubrey, we've already received opinion from counsel, or from the council has received opinion from council that proxy voting is not permitted. I'm pretty sure that's
okay.
A matter of the formal record.
So that would be a formal positive answer to the first, and then they would immediately go into the advice, what bylaw change do we need to enable it, and the answer to the second question. Are you suggesting we not ask them the first part?
The reason that I wanted that in again was to give ICANN's current general counsel the opportunity again to confirm that is his interpretation of the bylaws, because if you recall, Mr. Louis Touton, ICANN's first general counsel, had a diverse opinion, in fact directly opposite to it, so I thought it would be worth him revisiting it to be doubly certain that he was right first time round.
Yep.
Anyone else like to speak on this proposed resolution? Okay, then do a voice vote on it. I'll read it again. The council would like to introduce a system of proxy voting. The council requests the ICANN General Counsel to confirm either that this is possible under the current bylaws, and if not, advise what bylaw change would be needed to enable it. In considering this request, the council asks the ICANN General Counsel to consider implications of recusal when using a proxy. All those in favor of this resolution, please say aye.
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 All those against this resolution, please say nay. Are there any recusals on this resolution? No, then the resolution has passed unanimously. Okay, thank you. Is there any other new business that anybody would like to bring up at this point? If not, I thank you for the meeting. We've actually finished 13 minutes before our allotted hour and 20.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Very good.
Yes?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aubrey.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you all.
Yep. Bye, Aubrey. Bye-bye.
Thanks.